And the first thing we need to figure out is, well, how much of this activity do I have to do? And this is a rough sketch, and it's not going to fit everybody's business exactly, but you're going to have to go through a process like this. And for those who are listening and maybe driving in cars, I suggest to you that at some point in time you replay this area and go through this process where you can actually write some numbers down. But it starts out something like this. My current monthly income goal is, and you fill in the blank. Now, that income goal should include a couple things. One, certainly your basic needs. Food, clothes, shelter, all that kind of stuff. College education, retirement money, all those kinds of things. And then you also ought to have a figure in there for your dreams and goals. In other words, that number should always be larger than your current income. Because if there's no stretch there, if you're not reaching for something, then there's not going to be, that's why I go back to one of the steps of success. You have to have goals. If your current income level meets your current income, and it's a break-even point, everything balances out, there's not going to be any stretch for you to improve or increase your activity. So I'm talking about this money issue. I'm not talking about you need to have more money just to be greedy, but you need to establish goals that once you've met all of your basic needs, you need to begin to establish goals for helping others, helping your community, helping your church, helping your schools, and so on and so forth. So anyway, my current monthly income goal is blank, and you fill in the blank. Next thing is, my average sale this past 12 months has been, and you plug in your average. The commission that I make on my average sale is, and you complete that. My current residual income salary draw is, you need to identify, do I have any kind of residual income? And identify that on a per month basis. Therefore, my additional monthly income requirement to meet my financial goals and long-term objectives is blank per month. So now we've identified how much more money do I have to make every month. Now we'll figure out how many sales. The number of sales I need to make to meet my goal will be blank number of sales per week. Based on my closing ratio, you need to be able to identify your closing ratio, I must make blank presentations. Knowing that not everyone qualifies for a presentation, my ratio to initial appointments to closes is, what's that percentage? Maybe it's 50%. In other words, you go out and see 10 people, but not everybody qualifies. Only 5 of those qualify. So now you're only going to make 5 presentations. And if you're making 10 presentations and seeing 10 people, we're not doing a good enough job qualifying them. Therefore, I must have blank initial appointments. To have blank kept appointments, I must schedule blank appointments. In other words, you build into your schedule how many cancellations that you get. To schedule blank appointments, I need to contact X number or blank number of decision makers. In other words, what's your closing ratio to contacts to scheduling appointments? Is it 30% or 50%? To contact blank number of decision makers, I must dial the phone blank times. And that bottom line will tell you how many times you must dial the phone to get to the decision makers. How many decision makers do you need to talk to schedule appointments? How many appointments you need to keep the appointments? How many appointments, first-time appointments, must you have in order to make presentations? How many presentations must you make in order to make the sale? And how many sales do you need to make in order to meet your income goals? So that's what we call a money plan and a key results area for productivity.